spirit and renew the face of the earth. to get as gifts are being prepared, let us sing together number 654. Breathe on me, O breath of God.
Thank you. glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Breath in and out, so we pour out our praise. Experience and looking forward, you know, we are trying to work with our, you know, improve our, you know, get more members to our youth group and, you know, the program and all that. And at this time, Maria, do you want to just come and talk to us about the Vacation Bible School and all that, please?
Looking up to you. They look to you for guidance and direction. When Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, he was displaying humility, self-service, and above all, love. Christ calls us to do the same thing with our little disciples and to help them shoot for the stars. We are registering kids of elementary age. Middle school and high school students are also welcome to join our crew as crew leaders. If you are interested in any aspect of VBS, whether it's volunteering, helping with supplies, or getting your child or grandchild registered, I will be outside the doors of the church after Mass. Thank you.
You know, you might have noticed Maria said one way, what she needs from you is your willingness to help. Your experience and expertise is not magic, your willingness to help. And that's what we all need, your willingness to come and volunteer and help. And I'm sure as we are beginning Vacation Bible School and the program for September, she's working on that, and we all, everybody, we all need to help her and support her, you know, as best as we can. So Maria, wish you everything best, and we are looking forward to work with you, okay? Awesome, you will do a nice job, you know, we are so proud of you. Okay. And, you know, I'm sure you have heard about, you know, this Eucharistic Revival program. You know, like it is a 3-year program. Last year it was in the diocesan level. And this year we are also having it, you know, at the Corpus Christi. On the day of Corpus Christi, we begin the parish level Eucharistic Revival. So we have programs and, you know, like more information coming in. And in September, we have a Eucharistic Congress in Tampa. And, you know, anybody interested, go for that. That would be a great event to attend. And also, Diane is from our parish. She is the coordinator for all this. I'm sure she is trying to put, you know, together the programs and things like that. And also at the end of the year, you know, like we have a nice parish mission coming up, Father Eugene. He's coming again, and he's going to give us a nice, beautiful parish mission on our Eucharist and all that. So this all will really help us to understand and more focus, you know, because Eucharist is the center of our life, you know, because we speak, you know, the presence of Jesus, that's the most important thing, that's what we need, that's where we come. And therefore, sometimes we don't even get to appreciate, you know, how much important the Eucharist and the Mass and, the, you know, how much it helps and all that. You know, probably maybe you can write your own experience of the Eucharist and things like that. We can put it in the bulletin and publish it and things like that. We are looking forward to have more things like that. So Diane and the team will really work with that, and we are looking forward. Maybe we'll have, we can have a kind of adoration, things like that. You know, we are going to have so many programs for that. And also, at the end of 2024, we are going to have this Eucharistic Congress, and that is the end of all this Eucharistic Revival. That is going to be in Indianapolis. So they are expecting almost like 100,000 people there for this beautiful Congress. And if you really want to register for that, you can do that. People started, you know, working on that, and you can go to our diocesan website and do that. And maybe if you have family members there, so go there and have a nice time. It's a time of reunion, you know, for your family, and you can attend this, you know, this Eucharistic Congress as well. It's going to be a beautiful thing, you know. And so think about all that. So, you know, it's going to be a beautiful year this coming up. So we'll work together with all that. So please rise. The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. The Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the man she said that.
Amen.
Have a nice Memorial Day weekend.
On this Memorial Day holiday, as we remember those who gave their lives for this country, let us sing the third and fourth verses of America.